Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The fourth Sunday of Easter, a reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they don't recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly." The basic message for me in this gospel is to listen to Jesus and act as he instructs us. Sounds simple, right? Hearing is easy, though maybe not always for those of us with hearing aids, but listening is harder. It requires focus, interpretation, and understanding. Then we're to show that understanding by putting the listen-to message into action, and that can be harder yet. John's gospel starts with Jesus telling us to listen up with his "Amen, amen, I say to you," and he does it twice, in fact. Seems like this is his way of saying, pay attention, this is important. How many times in our life do we recognize that we heard something but didn't really get the message or get the point? Partial hearing, partial understanding, maybe partial effort. Aren't we all generally amazed at how a child hears, really listens, and processes what they hear? They pick up words to songs, quickly commit it to memory. They can listen so well that sometimes they mimic what they hear, and that becomes a problem. We all grew up recognizing when our parents were calling us, even when we were playing with friends outside in the neighborhood, down the street. Each mom's voice was clear to their child. Parents, particularly moms, can hear when their child is unhappy or hurt, even on the other side of the house. And we all can recite some listening examples in our lives that amazed us. Today's gospel takes place a few months before Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. He's just healed the man born blind. And the Pharisees keep asking the same question of how this previously blind man was able to see. The man and his parents were grilled, and the Pharisees just weren't listening to their replies. It didn't fit into the Pharisees' paradigm. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus is the true shepherd. He is the gatekeeper. There is no way to heaven by some other disingenuous route. No shortcuts, no way to sneak our way through life and still get to heaven. We're challenged to earn it. Jesus outright tells us, "Whoever enters through me will be saved." He is the path for us to follow, the one who leads us by his example, and we're called to follow him so we can be saved. We need to hear, and listen and act. We're not told that this is simple, but it is straightforward. So I suggest that we receive this gospel as a reminder to improve our hearing. Listen to the message and prove that understanding by our actions. Hear, listen, and act. Expand our paradigm. Luke chapter 11, verse 27 notes, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." For me, I appreciate that my challenge is to better ignore the noises of the world, particularly those voices which aren't reinforcing actions to help me earn eternal life. I need to be laser focused on listening to Jesus. So I need to be asking myself, what is the Good Shepherd asking me to do now? Is that whose voice I listen to throughout each day? Finally, of importance, I know that I need to be laser focused on acting as Jesus showed us. I need to be challenging myself. Am I missing the opportunity to listen to the good voices that are inviting me to provide safety, comfort, care to the vulnerable or less fortunate, or kindness to someone in need? Am I missing the opportunity to act with greater selflessness, to practice sacrificial love? Sheep are often thought to be dumb, but as it turns out, sheep are smart. They're shown to have good memories, recognize individual faces of other sheep and people, and they learn from situations where they get into trouble. So for us, I guess we should want to be a sheep who follows the Good Shepherd and ends up in his loving care, his divine protection, close to his heart. Conversely, we don't want to be oblivious when God is messaging us, like the story of the man who's driving around the parking lot of a mall and becoming increasingly frustrated that he couldn't find a spot. So he prays out loud, "God, help me find a parking spot so I can get into the store, make my purchase, and get home." He turns down another aisle, and right there, a car is pulling out to leave. And the man says, "Never mind, God, I found one." In summary, the way for us to succeed and earn eternal life is through Jesus. And we do that by hearing him, listen to him, act, and thank him.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.